Talk Live, take control here as we launch into the second hour of this program. You can bring up anything that you want, and all you have to do to accomplish that is dial in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of her radio show. We mentioned it in the last hour, but really tell you much about it.
It just comes up in conversation all the time.
ALP is the name of it, but that doesn't really say what ALP stands for, and we can't really say that because you don't know yet.
I don't know yet. That's because we decide that on the day of the show, based on what the show is about, after we're done with all our research, maybe it's about some point we're going to bring up about the topic. Basically, we just cover one topic every week.
In depth,
as much as possible.
What was it last week?
Last week, we talked about driving, and we had Andrew Mercer from Puke and the Gang on to talk with us about, it was going to be a show just about the automobile industry, but then we realized quickly that that was too much ground to cover for such an in-depth show, so we went into just, like, speeding and driving and, like, road etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
What's this week?
And this week, we're going to talk about the power of saying no.
Ooh, I like that topic.
Me too. I'm really excited about it. I was inspired by a Psychology Today article about it, and I think that it's, like, really a really important skill for people to know, and, like, I definitely have not mastered it yet, but I've gotten a lot better over the past couple of years.
So you mean just in a variety of circumstances, like, you know, saying no to the boss when they want you to work
extra
hours?
Yes, and the police.
And the police, which, of course, we've been talking about quite a bit this evening so far, and we spent the bulk of the first hour of the show on that. So go to ALPShow.com.
That's right.
And you can download episodes there. Also, you are on Facebook at ALP...
It's facebook.com/ALP podcast.
Yes.
And we love it when people tune in live because we actually have a pretty lively chat room going on. So if you tune in...
Over to lrn.fm.
That's right. On Saturday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Very cool. So you can get more Allie over at ALPShow.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have been talking about the police and how to deal with... Talk about saying no. To the police. And also, what happens when you say no alone? And what happens when you say no when there's more than one person on the scene? Whether it's someone you know or somebody who's just a total stranger who happened to stumble into it, you know, and was concerned enough, like as a cop block agent
right.
might be, or a peaceful streets person might be, somebody just on the streets just trying to help people.
And with the last caller, what happens when you say yes to the police, like when they ask if they can search your car, and you say yes, you never know what can happen in that situation. They might tear your car up. They
a
can split your car seats if they think you might be hiding drugs in there.
Oh, yeah. They tore my friend's car up, and he could not get any kind of restitution from the police for that.
No, because they gave consent.
So, so if you want to tell your story, you're welcome to. I want to jump into some audio here. Speaking of saying no to the police, Gavin Syme on YouTube, his website, callmegav.com, he's driving in California, crossing into California from Nevada. And in this video, he encounters the California Fruit Nazi Checkpoint. Now, in California, you are apparently stopped when you enter the state on the roads, and they ask you invasive questions about what you're transporting because they want to somehow stop oranges from coming into the state or something like that. I don't know. It's probably some kind of canker sore, like the fruits have some kind of bug or whatever. And
is it that they're worried? Like, in Alabama, kudzu is crazy. It's like that in Florida, too, isn't it?
Is that the grass or something?
Kudzu is like, it's a vine which just kind of takes over in some places.
And that's one of those things that came from elsewhere?
Yeah, I think it came from elsewhere, and it just sort of it kills trees. It just, like, covers them. So
yeah,
you'll be driving on the highway in Alabama and just see, like, kudzu for miles.
So, this is something like that, right? There is something bad that came into the state once upon a time and caused some problems, and so now this is their desperate, invasive, privacy-destroying method of trying to stop that from happening. So let me play the audio as he is approaching the checkpoint. He kind of editorializes a moment before he actually gets to the checkpoint agent and begins his interaction.
What happens here? Yeah, it looks like there's somebody there. So, it's crazy. We got to quit allowing this kind of stuff.
Dad, fire water. I don't answer questions at suspicionless checkpoints, but can I ask you a question?
She walks away.
You know, it's critical. No, thank you. I don't consent to any searches.
Oh, really?
It's critical.
I don't consent to being filmed.
Well, that's okay.
Whoa.
Okay, so at this point, this woman is obviously emotional. She's off the handle. You don't know what's going to happen with this girl.
No doubt, and she's not used to this. You know, people are usually docile when they come through these checkpoints. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Uh-huh. Sure, you can search. Okay, whatever you say. Just don't hurt me.
Well, see, what do you do? Because if I'm in that situation and say, I don't consent to searches, and the police officer goes, oh, really? Then I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, really, I guess. I don't know. Can I go? You know, I'm scared because, well, they really do have power over me.
Well, the good news is this is just a fruit checkpoint. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what arrest powers these individuals have. I suspect they don't have any arrest powers. I don't think they're real cops.
Right.
They're just fruit inspectors, basically. And they, you know, but they're trained to have the, and you know, they're trained to have an authoritarian demeanor because that's what works with people. I mean, people are used to being told what to do. And so these people are shocked when somebody does not respond in the way that they're trained that people will respond. And so you're right. She's losing her cool very quickly here. Let's continue with the audio.
You're a public servant, so we can film you.
She turns around again. Like, every time this guy says something that is rights-affirming for himself, she just gets... She just turns around.
Her mind is blown.
Away. Yeah, she doesn't know how to handle that, so... All right, well, they're going to keep recording. Well, I'm going to walk away.
Go ahead and point at me, baby.
Okay.
So...
And he's with his family, by the way, so he's not alone in the car. His girlfriend or wife is in the front seat. She is doing the recording here, which is helpful. If you're in a police pullover situation and you're engaging the police, it helps to have your hands free just for whatever reason. You know, maybe you just want to gesture or you need to reach for a license or something like that. It can make things complicated if in one hand you're kind of holding the camera,
right.
The other hand you're going for your pocket or your purse.
It's like having a hand tied behind your back.
Exactly. So having, of course, the Freedom Cam can be of assistance. You know, freedomcam.net, we talk about them. They're one of our advertisers. I've got one in the police cruiser, the former police cruiser that I drive. And the Freedom Cam sits up on your dash at all times and records at all times. So that's something that's nice to have, especially
very
if there's
handy.
Nobody in your passenger seat to hold a video camera. But anyway, he's got his whole family with him here.
This could be a troublesome one. She seems a little belligerent. Here's the thing. The Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's important we don't give this stuff up. You know, people say, oh, it's a checkpoint. They're just checking your fruit. They're trying to stop invasive species, this or that. But the question we have to ask is, at what point are we willing to give up our rights? If we're willing to give up constitutional rights for one thing, why not give them up for everything? If a government can pull us off to the side of the road and stop us, and question us, and detain us when we've committed no crime, that's a direct violation of the Constitution.
You know what I love about this guy? And a different bureaucrat is going to come up here in a moment, because this lady obviously goes and gets someone else. Maybe it's a supervisor, maybe not. But what I love about this guy is that he's doing this with his family. And I think that a lot of people use their family as an excuse to not do anything. Like, oh, I don't want my kids to get taken from me, or I don't want my loved ones to get hurt. And those are real legitimate reasons to not do something, right? I'm not saying those, you know, that you're wrong for not doing something or that you're wrong for obeying the police in a situation
like
this.
Well, I think the reason why it might be bad to take a risk which could endanger your family is because, well, you're kind of, you know, you want to be a little bit responsible and protective of them. But I think this might be Gavin's way of protecting his family.
Well, he's protecting them from invasion of the police in
right.
this case.
And I think if he was really putting them in serious harm's way, he'd probably, I mean, I don't know, maybe he would still take that risk, but I don't know. This doesn't seem like, this seems like a low risk way
well,
to
it is
stand up for
a fruit checkpoint. I mean, so it's not too risky, I suppose. But I'm pretty sure I've seen a video of the same gentleman with the same family in the car refusing a more serious checkpoint.
Mm.
And it's just this one's pretty entertaining. So we'll get to more of the audio in a moment. But I think it's good because obviously he's not doing it without, you know, the permission of his wife. She's in on it with him. And I think having your family together to do activism can be a really powerful thing because then the police are messing with somebody's family. And
right.
how will they behave then? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 6, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13,1970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6753, $683.77 for a half ounce, or $341.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6753, $683.77, and $341.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Allie.
That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. You know, in this day and age, privacy is becoming more and more of a concern on the Internet, especially with the revelations from the summertime with Edward Snowden, former NSA contractor, revealing all kinds of secrets that the NSA was trying to keep about their spying habits. And if you want privacy, I'm sorry, but you don't have a right to it. I know, the government tells you, like, you know, that there's this Fourth Amendment thing and the right to privacy, and that's a neat idea.
But in reality, you have no right to privacy. What you do have is the opportunity to create privacy for yourself. Now, you can do this even in the 21st century. There are ways to remain private, and one of them is ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts all of the data coming from and going into your computer, so your internet service provider no longer knows where you're going on the internet. Now, did you know that your ISP, whatever company you're using, is very likely logging every search you make for like probably at least the last 6 months? They're logging every website that you visit. And for as much as, in some internet service providers' cases, 5 years.
I think people are realizing that when they see that their search results come up. So, like something you searched for years ago, mm-hmm. you start typing in something that's kind of similar.
And
there it keeps popping up. Yeah.
So you can eliminate your internet service provider knowing this information simply by using ProXPN, because ProXPN encrypts all your info. Everything that leaves your computer gets encrypted. It then tunnels all the way to ProXPN servers, and you get, if you've got their premium account, you can choose which server you wanted to exit from. So basically, if you go to freetalklive.com, that request is encrypted. It goes out to ProXPN server. Your internet service provider has no idea what website you've requested, and ProXPN does not log your information. So ProXPN then grabs the website and sends it back to you encrypted to your computer. Your ISP has no clue at that point where you're going. And that's pretty valuable.
That's pretty valuable
protection. Also, it gets you around blockages. So certain providers, like, you know, a local coffee shop, school, wherever it is you are, where there's certain sites you can't visit because of their local policies, ProXPN gets you around that. As long as you can connect to ProXPN, you can go wherever you want to go. You're in China, you're being restricted by Chinese restrictions on websites. Not anymore if you have ProXPN. So it's a very useful service. I love it. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can get it for $5 a month. So if privacy is important and privacy costs money, for this level of privacy to cost $5 a month is an incredible deal. Plus, you can use the same account on more than one device, not simultaneously, but you can have your account on your smartphone, on your computer, and elsewhere, more than one computer. You can do it for $5 a month using code FTL20. So when you go to proxpn.com/FTL and when you're ready to sign up for their premium account, you can get 20% off for life at use code FTL20 when you sign up. And you've got no risk here because there's a 7-day money-back guarantee. If for whatever reason you're not satisfied with ProXPN, you can get your money back. ProXPN.com/FTL, use code FTL20. As we continue here, I'm going to play the remainder of this audio and then we'll get right back into your phone calls. If you're on the lines, hang on. I just want to get this the rest of this out, where Gavin Syme, who is quite the border checkpoint activist, or internal checkpoint in this case. This is the California-Nevada border. He and his family are crossing into California. Not sure what their purpose is. Maybe it's a family trip or something like that. And they're recording video. He's got his window halfway down, so the window's not rolled all the way down. It's not cracked. It's halfway down. And he immediately stands up for his rights. The bureaucrat that is trying to inspect his vehicle for fruit is very upset by the fact that he would dare to stand up to her. So she huffs off, and she goes and she gets this other bureaucrat to come talk to him. And in the meantime, he's kind of just lecturing the camera about rights and freedoms and privacy. Yep. So continue here with the audio.
It's important to those who love liberty that we stand up for what's right. That we stand up for liberty and for the values that so many shed their blood to give us.
This guy's great, by the way. I hope the Free State Project is listening and invites him to Liberty Forum or something, because clearly,
that'd be cool.
Clearly he's opinionated. He's willing to, you know, put his face in front of a camera and say things like that.
I think I've seen his videos before, so he's obviously pretty popular doing this stuff.
Yeah, he's. Let me continue with the audio here before we go on.
These are rights. They're fundamental. And it's very important that we maintain that. Not too bad. How about you? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the Fourth Amendment?
Boom. There you go. He turns the question into a question. He didn't even answer the bureaucrat's question. Remember we were talking about earlier,
yep.
what would you do if you're in the situation where the police, there was a guy that called in, was stopped on his bicycle, and they were harassing him, and in this case, you're not obligated to answer their questions. Maybe you have an obligation to show them your ID if you're driving, and that's likely that you do, and maybe if you're not driving, you're just out on the streets, you probably don't have any obligation to show them any kind of ID because you don't, you can't be obligated to carry an ID card or a driver's license when you're out and about on the streets. So immediately bats it back into a question. I mean, that's the way to handle that.
And gets them talking about what he wants to talk about.
Throws them off their game and throws them off their plan here.
How you doing today?
Not too bad. How about you?
Where are you guys coming from?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the Fourth Amendment?
Have you?
Can you recite that to me?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
Picture. Don't put it on eBay. I want to see it on YouTube.
eBay?
Well, maybe you better let us go.
I will sue you.
No, you won't. Because
he's going to sue. He threatens to sue him. Which is, you know, again, lots of intimidation tactics here, but if you know your rights, you know that you're not going to back down on a statement like that.
So the fruit Nazi threatened to sue him?
That's correct. If he puts it on eBay or YouTube, he's going
to
sue him.
You're a public servant. We have every right to film you, sir. Okay. Let me read you the Bill of Rights. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable...
I don't know if you can hear what he's saying, but the fruit Nazi is saying, do you guys have any plants or fruits? He's trying to go through his...
They both have their own script, and they're just kind of talking over
each other.
What do you think about trying to talk over a police officer if... You
well, again, he's not really a police officer, I don't think. He's just
a fruit
Nazi.
Was.
But this is interesting. Like, the guy's ballsy, right? Like, that's one of the reasons I'm playing this video is because he's particularly ballsy, especially when he does what he does in a moment.
Cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons to be seized.
And he's looking at the wife now, by the way, when he's saying, and he's asking, are you bringing in any plants? He's not even really looking at Gavin. He's looking directly into the camera. So he's looking at the wife who's sitting in the other seat, hoping she would say something. He's hoping that she'll be, you know, the weak link here and that she'll say, oh no, we don't have any fruits, let's leave us alone, or something like that.
Do you think that it's because she's not the one quoting the Fourth Amendment, or because she's a woman and the wives tend to be like, come on, let's just do what's in our self-interest, we're better off just going on along our merry way and just getting through this?
I think it could be a factor of both of those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just looking. He knows this guy ain't going to give him what he wants. Yeah. So he's looking to the next victim.
Now, here's something that's interesting. The Supreme Court has recognized our freedom of movement.
Do you guys have any firewood?
Did you swear oath to the Constitution?
Yes. Do you have any firewood?
So
he hasn't answered a single one of his questions yet, by the way.
Listen to the can you quote the Fourth Amendment to me?
Do you have any firewood?
I don't answer questions at suspicionless checkpoints, sir.
Do you have any firewood on? Do you have any plants?
So let's continue here. What we need to remember, guys.
Now he turns to the camera and just kind of starts talking to the camera at this point. He has been just kind of reading to this guy, and now he's going to editorialize a little bit. And the video doesn't go on much longer before he does something that most people probably wouldn't have the guts to do. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you. Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show. Username there for you to utilize is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved. I'm, in fact, approving them as we speak. So you can contact us that way and get in touch with us about whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in about anything, anytime. We do it 7 nights a week live. The Wii tonight includes me, Ian.
And Allie.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go to ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned. They have the best prices. Go see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. More from the Fruit Nazi Checkpoint. Gavin Syme is the man at the window here speaking with the police officer. His wife is in the front seat. Kids are in the back. And actually, I don't know if this guy's actually a cop. But they try to act like cops. And their job is to inspect people's vehicles.
Well, they're enforcing the laws of California, so they're law enforcement officers.
To some extent, they do have some limited law enforcement powers. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that they can make an arrest, mm-hmm. but they certainly would have the ability to call the real cops in if they needed to. And their goal is to search your car to get you to claim you don't have any invasive species of or plant or fruit or something like that. Or apparently, firewood is a concern as well. So they're trying to stop people. They're asking for consent to search. This guy is not answering a single question. He's certainly not consenting. He actually has rolled his window up a little bit more now. He started with the window halfway down. It's now more like two-thirds of the way up at this point.
So whereas most people who are stuck in the situation are more likely to, over time, give the police more of what they want,
mm-hmm.
Gavin, was it Syme?
I think. Syme.
Gavin is sort of taking away from them more of what they want, right? Rolling the window up more and being less accessible, talking to the camera instead of talking to them.
Right. In fact, that's what he does now is he turns to the camera and he just kind of starts editorializing, which he's kind of done. He uses these as teaching moments, basically, for his audience. And he already has 45,000 views on this. It was just put up 3 days ago. Continue here. Oh, hang on a second. Actually, what I need to do is put our Skype caller on mute for just a moment, and then because they're both coming out of the same computer here. So we continue with Gavin at the checkpoint and then going to your calls.
Do you have any plants?
So let's continue here. What we need to remember, guys, is that somebody that tells us
Hi,
that
guys,
we have to give
how
up
you
our
doing
rights.
Out there in TV world? Hey, this is Billy, and I'm an inspector.
People don't know how to act on camera. It's really funny. Don't put this on eBay.
Well, to his credit, it's better than the put your hand in front of the camera move that so many bureaucrats do.
That's true.
The environment here. These guys don't really understand that because they don't really understand what we're doing. Oh, I love this. This is so good. Well, listen, I got a job to do, and I'm here to protect the environment.
We're not trying to hurt the environment.
We're just trying to
travel within our constitutional rights on the road.
You can travel.
My name is Gavin Syme. I'm an American pictorialist, and we're just heading back home toward Washington.
Do you have anything like that or citrus coming from Florida?
Now, guys.
He has a Hung Long Bing disease.
Now he actually puts his window
up. It's
important.
See, he doesn't want to do that, so he's shutting the window.
Am I being detained?
But no.
Am I being detained?
No, I'm
not. Okay, goodbye.
I'm asking you if you have any fresh fruit.
Driving away?
Yeah. That's what I said that he does, that most people probably wouldn't feel comfortable doing. And indeed, he's actually concerned here. If you continue the video, he does. You know, he shows some concern that the cops might be pulling out after him, but they're not.
Right.
And so, would you do that if you were in his situation?
Would I?
Yeah. Would you drive off like that?
I think I probably wouldn't.
Even though the cop or the fruit Nazi did say he wasn't being detained.
Right. Well, what I would do probably is if I had the forethought to ask, am I free to go? And they said, yeah, no, you're not being detained. I would be like, so I can go. And I would confirm with them.
It doesn't hurt to confirm. That's for sure. I wouldn't blame anybody for wanting to make sure you understood what they said.
Yeah. And it would be pretty good to get that on video, too, in case they do change their mind.
But nonetheless, a very ballsy move on his part, just to ask, am I being detained? He says no. Boom. Put the truck in gear. See you later, buddy. We're gone.
Yeah.
So, great example of somebody standing up for their rights at one of these checkpoints. Let's go to the phones and talk to Peter. He's listening in Pueblo, Colorado, to I-25 Talk Radio. Hey, Peter.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, I just was following by a cop today. It was state patrol, and I was hoping that he's going to pull me over because I got a lot to talk about. Each time they pull me over, I loved when they stop me, you know, because I tell them about new old order, all this stuff. But how can you fight this? How can you fight this disease? You know that it's coming to this country.
How do they react to you when you bring up new world order? Do you get any kind of rise out of them if you bring up that, or are they just like what?
I know
you...
I'd roll my eyes if somebody did that. Oh God, another one of these.
Oh, yeah, but, they know. They are lots of smart cops, especially I find out that each time I have a talk to them, especially the sheriff department, they are smart people, but, you know, they know what we're talking about it. But what I want to say, how to fight this? How are we going to fight it? They have a Patriot Act here, right? And when these big shots, they have a meeting somewhere. Why don't we start calling the sheriff's department and say, hey, these are the terrorists. They have a meeting over there. They have a meeting in a, they used to have it in the Denver area. I remember I was driving on I-25 and I-25 was closed, you know. And why don't we just call like these movement people to the sheriff's department and listen. They're meeting the under the Patriot Act. They are the terrorists. They have a meeting there.
Well, what is terroristic about meeting with people?
Because they think that we are the terrorists. That you start talking about against the government. That you are the terrorists.
Well, if you're meeting with somebody to plot violence against them, that would be terroristic, I think.
Sure.
Or be the first steps towards committing terrorism, I suppose. You have to plot first before you can do anything effectively terroristic.
Well, you're plotting terrorism, right?
I don't see it. You know, I don't think you've got a bad suggestion here, Peter. I mean, if you know that some evil people are meeting to do bad things, like the city council, for instance, you could call in a report on them. I think that would be entirely appropriate. In fact, you could also call the police on the police and report,
right.
Like, you know, there's a man with a gun down here on Main Street. He's got a gun on his side, and he's looking at people with a scary look in his eyes or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, basically report the police for what they regularly do. Thanks for the call, Peter. I appreciate it. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind? I just want to make sure you don't lie. You don't want to call in a false report to the police. But if you're saying there's a man with a gun and dressed in dark clothes and he's got a gun on his hip, you know, down on Main Street, that's not a false report. Anyway, go ahead.
I wouldn't lie to the police.
No, of course not.
No. I've outrun the police, though.
Yeah, have you really?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
I don't suggest doing that, but I know other people have done that, too.
I won't tell you where it happened, but I'll try and be as brief as I can. It was on Memorial Day weekend. It was on 101, and I had a badge ticker on my ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a Sunday. You know, the traffic in the southbound lane, it was like there was hardly nothing at all. But in the northbound lane, it was very, very heavy. And I'm driving along, you know, doing about 50, and I went by this cop that was pinned in between the cars behind him and then in front of him. And he saw, and he looked up and saw that my sticker was no good. And I said, oh, you know, what am I going to do now? I get up around the corner, and I just put it right to the floor, and I got it into the next nearest road, which was a flower shop. And I stayed there for a couple of minutes, and then he just, you know, went by me, you know, afterwards.
Robert, I know you're calling for a different reason. Hang on, we'll bring you back.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Focusing on your rights in the police tonight, but it doesn't have to stay there. You can take control here and bring up what you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Allie.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features there that include listening options, live streams. Those are available. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Those are three different bit rates that make it so you can tune into our streams no matter what your internet connection speed. You can still be on dial-up and be listening to Free Talk Live. You just use our low bandwidth stream for that. If you've got a killer broadband connection, then go broadband. But there's different options over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you can listen on over 125 great radio stations across the country, various different times throughout the week. So get our list of stations over at listen.freetalklive.com. And details on how to get tuned in via satellite. We've got our free-to-air satellite channel, which is available across almost all of North and Central America. So all you have to do is have some cheap, cheap satellite equipment. I mean, it's like $70 for the dish, $100 for a receiver, and some cables. I mean, that's really all it takes. It's the real challenge to free-to-air is actually installing and pointing the dish. Once you've got that dish pointed, you're good to go for life. There's no monthly fee to listen to us on free-to-air. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. There's also webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Once again, listen.freetalklive.com. The podcast awards are going on right now. It's the voting process period. We've already been nominated, and that's thanks to listeners like you for nominating Free Talk Live. Maybe you actually did nominate us, in which case, thank you. But the next step is to vote for us. So we're in the nomination. We're in the running for Best Political / News Podcast. And even though I don't really consider this a political show nor a news show, it's probably the best category for us.
You wouldn't say it's news? News?
You know, we cover some news items, but we don't go rapid fire through the news. I mean, what news have we covered tonight?
Well, I guess
that's true. This guy saying no at a checkpoint, I mean, to us, that's news,
that's
right?
True.
But it's certainly not
breaking.
I see
what you're saying, where you're not like, people are relying on us for all their news coverage.
Right. If you want some great news, I would recommend Peace News Now as a solution. Our friend Derek J. In fact, I heard you were on his show recently.
I was.
Derek J. does a long-form show, but Peace News Now, to me, is really that five-minute newscast. And that's where Derek J. hits as many stories as he can from a peaceful, liberty perspective in a five-minute time frame. I mean, Derek J. does more stories in 5 minutes than we'll do in a whole show of Free Talk Live.
Right.
Because we delve into the issues. This is an issues show, but they don't really have a category for that. So go to podcastawards.com, look for the politics/news section, choose Free Talk Live, and then go through the other sections, see if there's any other shows you like. I know School Sucks Project is in the education section.
Cool.
So see if there's any other great liberty-oriented shows. And again, vote for Free Talk Live, please, at podcastawards.com in the politics/news section you have. By the way, you can do it every day. You can vote once today, once 24 hours from now. So every single day you can re-vote over at podcastawards.com through the 15th of this month. We go back to Robert. Robert, you were calling for a different reason, not necessarily to tell us about you running from the police once upon a time. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Right.
Well, first I want to say, you know, Dave Ridley, I met him last week. What a wonderful, a fantastic person, you know. And we goofed around, and he put me on video. I'm on YouTube out there somewhere. I don't know where, but I loaded him up with a bunch of nickels, and we, you know, chatted for about 20 minutes, and I went on my way. But the reason why
Ridley is a great guy.
He is. But the reason why I called is I want to thank you, Ian, and Dale W. Perry for running for those positions in the city of Keene. Even though we didn't win, that doesn't mean that in a couple of years from now that instead of two people running, maybe four will run. Mm-hmm. You know?
I've been critiqued. I appreciate that, Robert. I know that when you put yourself out there as an activist, you're going to get critique. And it's interesting how the critique comes down because it comes from different perspectives. Like, you know, some people would say that, oh, well, you shouldn't run because you're too radical. Others would say you shouldn't. I was actually told by one of the hosts of this show that he didn't think that we should have run because we didn't run a serious enough campaign. We didn't try hard enough to actually
serious
win.
As in you're not pandering enough to what's the status quo?
I'm not trying to cut you off, Allie, but I saw some of the videos. I listened to, you know, the... you know, when Dale W. Perry was with Danny, you know, Danny M., I'll say.
That's the local morning show host.
He did a fantastic job. You guys both did a fantastic job.
Thank you. And that's the reason I run. I run because of the media. I run because of the coverage. I run because of the opportunity to get the ideas of liberty out into the public. But somebody suggested that I should have been more serious and, like, you know, campaign more because it looks bad if we keep losing. Meaning liberty activists in the Keene area, that it's somehow a bad thing.
Let me ask you a question, Ian. How many times have you run for these city positions?
I think three.
Three. Okay. Yeah. So when you first started out, how many votes did you get? The second time, did it increase? And then in the third time, did it increase?
It's hard to say. I actually did more. I got more votes in the school board election than I did in this recent election, which doesn't make any sense. It's hard to really look at elections and figure that because you're not always comparing apples to apples. And certainly in the school board race, it was a smaller race. There weren't as many candidates that were running. I also got last place in that race. That's what I haven't done better than last place, but I did beat the local crazy guy Bradford in the primary. So that was my goal, was to actually, I did have a goal for the campaign, which was to beat the local crazy. But I didn't get past. Yeah, so I beat him in the primary. He got eliminated, and then I got 10th out of 10th place. So, you know, generally I've done not so great. But again, that's not my goal.
Well, are you trying? Do you want to win?
I really would prefer not to, actually.
You prefer not to. Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of work to go and be a city councilor. And, you know, of course, you don't get paid very well in New Hampshire for these things. And I've got all kinds of things.
So the critique is that if you're going to run, you should try to win.
And I get that. And that totally makes sense. And what I would say to that person is, and maybe we'll end up talking about it on the air, but what I would say to that person is, well, come on, go ahead and run then.
Right.
You know, because that person did not run for political office.
You know,
and what I would suggest is, hey, if somebody wants to run like a serious campaign and get out there and do all the serious campaigny things, like go door to door and print literature and all that stuff, then I'll step aside. I mean, I don't really want to do all those things. I don't want to do any kind of running for political office, but I do it because I'm one of the only people who does. And if the freedom activists hadn't run at all, then there would be races that would have had no opposition whatsoever.
The thing that I want to compare it to, and I know it's not the same thing at all, the national elections are completely different than like a little local election like in Keene for the city council, obviously, totally different. But your approach with it is kind of similar to, like, Ron Paul's approach in the national elections, in that we all kind of don't, I mean, maybe some people really expected him to win, and maybe the couple times he said, no, I'm in it to win, he meant it, but we all kind of know Ron Paul's not winning the national election because we know how that works and that it's rigged. But when it comes to the local, so it makes sense to, when there's all this fanfare around the election, to promote this point of view, you're going to have more success because people really like to hype up the national election. But with the city council elections in Keene, I don't know if it is, if you're not going to run to win, then is it, you might get some media attention, you're going to be on some local radio shows, mm-hmm. but you get way more attention being on Free Talk Live than being on the local radio show here.
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, I get more attention nationwide, but not locally.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to get attention locally, I've got to be in the local paper. I've
so
got to
your
be on
point
local
is,
radio.
That, is you want specifically people around you, people who live in the same town as you, to hear the message. That's
well, yeah,
the point.
Don't you?
Well, I don't really. I don't have any particular allegiance to the people who live in Keene as I do the people who live in California.
Well, all right, Robert. Any final thoughts? Because I want to get into this with Allie.
No, I think we're kind of beating a dead horse.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, you do have more to you know that you should be concerned with around here. I mean,
the people that I know.
These are your people. These are the community members. These are the people that you interact with on a daily basis. So to me, it is more important if the people in New Hampshire hear the ideas of liberty than in California. Like if I'm going to put a radio, if I'm going to spend money and put a pirate radio station on the air. Not saying I've done that, but if I'm going to do that, then I'm going to put it in my hometown, not some other city that happens to be, you know, miles away. I'm not going to go put it in Worcester, Mass, even though there's way more people down there. So, you know, a 50-watt transmitter can only reach so far, and if there's more people in that area, then it would make more sense to put it in a populated area. But I want to see New Hampshire get more free. I'm not really so concerned about what happens in California.
Really? I kind of... And not really particularly concerned with everyone in New Hampshire more than concerned with people anywhere else.
We'll come back with more in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is on the way. And this is Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.